This is Roger Smith in Louisville, Kentucky, and you're about to hear a brief demonstration of the Ivona, I-V-O-N-A, text-to-speech software. Their website is www.ivona.com. I'll get to the demonstration in just a moment, but first, let me say a few words about the software. The Ivona Reader gives you the ability to convert text files, as well as PDF files, into several different types of audio files, including MP3 and WAV. When the file has been converted, it can be placed in whatever device you're using as a reader, the VictorStream, BookPort, BookSense, even an NLS cartridge, and read very much like a talking book. Both the male and female voices, Joey and Kendra, are very pleasant and very easy to understand. And I like to say that the reading flow is right. I have found that with many of the text-to-speech products using human voices, the voices are great, the pronunciation is good, but what I call the flow of reading isn't right. There are pauses where there shouldn't be pauses, and this makes reading inconsistent and rather uncomfortable. I'm very happy to say that Ivona has found some way to solve this problem, and the reading flow is exceptionally good. And finally, let's get on to the demo. First, you will hear Kendra read a portion of a book that was brought down from Bookshare. That will be followed by approximately 1 second of pause, after which Joey will read the same passage. If you have any questions, you may feel free to email me at snakeguy@insightbb.com. That's snakeguy, all one word, at insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, B-B, as in broadband, .com. Now, here's Kendra.
My mind was churning now, fit to match my stomach. I was just one big churn. You could have made butter and me, easy. Great, I said. The short term. That's all there is now, isn't there? The bloody short term. In the medium term they'll come in here and kill Gavin and me and burn the place down. And in the long term we'll be rotting in our graves. Well, bury me with my parents, that's all I ask. And Gavin too, thanks. Homer didn't say anything. We sat there looking through the windscreen of the ute at the eroded gully, the ugly evidence of a landscape wrecked by humans. Chapter 3. Before the raid and the conversation with Homer, things had actually been going rather well. Maybe the problem is that I don't touch wood enough. Maybe the problem is that God likes to play with us. Teasing us the way a kid does with a spider, when he harasses it for a while then lets it crawl away into a hidey hole, and after a few minutes the spider thinks he is safe and comes out again and there's the kid, waiting, ready for the next round. And so on until the kid decides that he's had enough fun now, he's bored, and he squishes the spider. We'd been through a terrible experience in Stratton, Gavin and I, which was about as terrible as experiences get. Gavin's my adopted brother more or less, and when we went looking for his little sister, we found her, but unfortunately the man who had been their stepfather found us first. No one but Gavin knew the truth about him, that he had murdered Gavin's mother. And when you're the only person in the world who knows about a murder, you're not in a very comfortable position. We found ourselves in a very uncomfortable position, getting wet and bloody, in a fountain in a park, trying to defend ourselves against a knife attack, and not making a very good job of it for a while. We both had the scars to prove that. What it did lead to was a new experience for both of us, going to court for a criminal trial. It was one of those things where you feel kind of excited, but guilty for feeling excited. Nervous as well, of course, definitely nervous. Okay, I'll be honest, scared, but you can't help having the other feelings as well. The trial was in Stratton. One thing that was good these days was that the legal system had been streamlined under the new constitution, so things got dealt with faster. A law student I was talking to at the court said that in the old days it might have been a year before this case got heard.
My mind was churning now, fit to match my stomach. I was just one big churn. You could have made butter and me, easy. Great, I said. The short term. That's all there is now, isn't there? The bloody short term. In the medium term they'll come in here and kill Gavin and me and burn the place down. And in the long term we'll be rotting in our graves. Well, bury me with my parents, that's all I ask. And Gavin too, thanks. Homer didn't say anything. We sat there looking through the windscreen of the ute at the eroded gully, the ugly evidence of a landscape wrecked by humans. Chapter 3. Before the raid and the conversation with Homer, things had actually been going rather well. Maybe the problem is that I don't touch wood enough. Maybe the problem is that God likes to play with us. Teasing us the way a kid does with a spider, when he harasses it for a while then lets it crawl away into a hidey hole, and after a few minutes the spider thinks he's safe and comes out again and there's the kid, waiting, ready for the next round. And so on until the kid decides that he's had enough fun now, he's bored, and he squishes the spider. We'd been through a terrible experience in Stratton, Gavin and I, which was about as terrible as experiences get. Gavin's my adopted brother more or less, and when we went looking for his little sister, we found her, but unfortunately the man who had been their stepfather found us first. No one but Gavin knew the truth about him, that he had murdered Gavin's mother. And when you're the only person in the world who knows about a murder, you're not in a very comfortable position. We found ourselves in a very uncomfortable position, getting wet and bloody, in a fountain in a park, trying to defend ourselves against a knife attack, and not making a very good job of it for a while. We both had the scars to prove that. What it did lead to was a new experience for both of us, going to court for a criminal trial. It was one of those things where you feel kind of excited, but guilty for feeling excited. Nervous as well, of course, definitely nervous. Okay, I'll be honest, scared, but you can't help having the other feelings as well. The trial was in Stratton. One thing that was good these days was that the legal system had been streamlined under the new constitution, so things got dealt with faster. A law student I was talking to at the court said that in the old days it might have been a year before this case got heard.